Carl was speechless. He could hear his own shrill breathing. His nostrils dilated with his rapid breath. He could do nothing but look at his brother and believe him and hate him. Never had he been so far from compassion. Always his compassion had been impersonal and detached. A disgusting compassion, he realized now, for it had been tinged with superiority, for all its conscious gentleness. The conscious gentleness of a man of letters, removed from reality, feeling himself above it and superior to it. He felt a loathing for himself, even in the midst of his unbearable agitation and shock and grief and hatred and terror. When he could speak, he spoke hoarsely with enormous difficulty. "You are a fool. No one made you appear ridiculous but yourself. You were always glowering, always suspicious. Eric had but to suggest something for you to oppose it like a jackass. You were always sullen. Pleasantness was unknown to you. You were tedious and tiresome. No one could endure your company with your sulks and your tantrums. Your jealousy was revolting. You tired me out. Eric was always pleading for you.